I'll tell you anything you want to know.
It was not a qualification. It was not defensive or evasive or in any way devious. I knew that. I knew it, but... All right, goddammit, tell me about it, I dared, lighting a cigarette. And so she did tell me about it. All about it. I lay looking at the ceiling and seeing the pictures formed by her words, and by the way the small of her back shuddered beneath my palm. Her voice was invariably gentle, timid sometimes, sometimes matter of fact. There was bitterness, too, of course, and sadness, and regret, and wicked touches of irony. But never laughter. Not once that. A rich kid, happy little girl wearing pinks and blues and whites because those were the favorite colors of her daddy. She wore black for the first time at 12, at his funeral. The vacuum time. No brothers or sisters, only mother, who cried and drank in rooms with lights out. Hope and a stepfather at 13. Raped at 14. No trial. Divorce instead. They moved. Moved again. A short remarriage. A long second divorce. Spectacularly beautiful at 16. A first fiancé. Another. Two more. At 17 1/2, a husband. Mentally unbalanced. An exceptionally generous description. Long separation burdened by guilt, but tinged throughout as well by brief flashes of genuine terror. Divorce, at last, followed on cue and as advertised by the tragedy, sick and loathsome and out of her hands, but still. His funeral left to her by his family, who begged and pleaded and then used her symbolic resumption of the role as an excuse to blame and accuse. Finishing school near the top of her class, never any trouble there at any time, for she is bright and curious and somehow inherently hopeful. Joining Fleet a month later. A month after that, still in boot camp, raped a second time. Trial serves to both exonerate him and brand her as angel-haired slut, a blatant lie but a common fantasy in the courtroom. Powerful military types crossing wires to get her transferred their way. When the last string is pulled, the last favor cashed, she finds herself on Capitol Earth, where she is promoted, pampered, and eventually raped again. There is no second trial. More promotions instead. And a transfer to Militar itself, hub of Fleet, corridors of power. Picking and choosing now. Not rape. Not love. Not enough.